Moncrief on News Talk.
It is Make-A-Wish Week, and this is the culmination of that. This is the big day, as far as we're concerned, for raising funds for Make-A-Wish. As you may have heard at the end of Lunchtime Live, we're up to 92,000. So to spare our blushes, we need to get to at least 100,000 by the end of the show today. And just to remind you of what we're doing this for, here's a clip of one of the many interviews that were conducted during the week. This is Beth.
Beth is 14 years of age and she has cerebral palsy, epilepsy and autism, among a few other illnesses and disabilities that she lives with every day. Beth can't stress herself or anything like that. So in essence, we have a toddler in an adult's body. It's tough, but you know, it's all we know. We don't have any other children, so that's a blessing. We've fought for her, she's fought for us. Taylor Swift just is her happy, safe place. Like, I knew 2 weeks before the concert that she'd been gifted her wish, and it was very hard to try and not tell her, so we eventually told her a week before the concert, because with Beth having autism, things need to be laid out. But you know what, she just kept putting her hands up to her mouth, I don't believe this. And then when her box arrived with the balloon in it and it popped up and it says, Beth, your wish to go see the Eras Tour has been granted. Sure, we had t-shirts and cowboy hats, and then we had loads of friendship bracelets made, and then obviously we were in a VIP box. So just, even though she was in her wheelchair for the day, but she got out of it when we were in the box, it just was just to see her living like a normal teenager, you know, enjoying things with no stress, no, you know, no discomfort. All I can say is thank you to the Make-A-Wish and to the fundraisers and everyone that gets involved, because my daughter's wish came true and it was the most magical day of our life.
So if you'd like to help more kids have their wishes come true, makeawish.ie/donate. Makeawish.ie/donate. And of course, nothing says giving to other people as much as torturing Henry McKean. And to that end, Henry's about to undergo a series of life-threatening challenges. And we want you to choose which ones he should endure. We do have a medical team standing by, plus a huge pile of sick bags. We do want the listeners to kind of get involved in this and vote on various challenges. Henry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. And I don't have a sick bag, but I do have one of those recyclable Marks and Spencer's bags, which
That's as good. Very sturdy, those Marks and Spencer's bags. They'll hold anything.
Oh, you can't beat them.
You can't beat them. No.
Not at all.
Plus, they're our sponsor. So, of course, they hold your favourite goods and services, as well as puke occasionally. Run us through what the plan is for the next few minutes.
Yeah, so like we were thinking about Make-A-Wish and the great work that they do and how they help so many kids, 214 wishes in 2024 alone. But the idea really is I've been asked to, would you wish something on me? Not wish me harm, but some of them are, should I suck on a lemon? Or should I eat an onion? Another one is, should I do a jumping jack or a plank? And how many can I do in a minute? Also, can I get all my underpants that I own on at the same time? Or all the shirts I have in the world on at the same time? They look easier, or they sound easier than they are, but the shirt one's really quite tough because you can't put that many shirts on.
Listeners, he's just trying to steer you away from the underpants one, because that's the one we all want to see, isn't it?
And in front of us in studio here, we have a lemon I've just cut and an onion I just cut, and my eyes are already starting to, basically, you know, the tears are coming because I can't handle onions.
Neither can
at
I.
All.
No.
I don't know if you're getting that onion scent in studio. That's not my body odor.
That's an onion. Yeah, that's a nasty looking one as well. Yeah.
Well, I actually found that one at the back of the press. And I removed a little bit of the green mold. So it's not that
okay,
fresh.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
The lemon is fresh. I got that off in Drogheda yesterday.
Okay.
And that's really, really
quite
fresh.
Is that where you go for your lemons? You go to Drogheda for your lemons?
They're well known for them.
The lemon capital of Ireland, Drogheda.
But no, it's a lovely lemon. I presume it's probably from Spain.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I think the time to harvest them is winter. Who knew? Anyway, we start by asking Bucket.
And before we go to that clip, Henry, I just want to remind the listeners, if you have a preference, which one, Henry, you'd prefer to hear Henry doing, would you prefer to hear him sucking on a lemon or eating an onion? Please get in contact 087 1400 106, and then immediately after that, Go to makeawish.ie/donate. So, Henry, go on. Sorry to interrupt there.
So what was the donate again?
Makeawish.ie/donate.
I made a mess of it.
Thanks, Henry. Yeah.
But yes, so we were out and about and we met the Bucket Make-A-Wish collectors and I asked them what they would do.
So I'm here with Loreto College, St. Stephen's Green, and we're here at St. Stephen's Green. Girls, how are you getting on with Make-A-Wish? Are people donating?
Yeah, good.
And what do you love about trying to do something good and collect money?
It's for a great cause and it makes us feel great.
Should I eat a lemon or an onion?
I think a lemon.
A lemon.
An onion.
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 Lemon.
Lemon.
Why lemon?
Because it's Sarah, I hate Sarah.
Lemon.
And that's because you think it's worse?
Yeah, definitely.
Lemon as well.
I go for onion.
You don't like onions?
No, they're gross.
And when they're raw and there's a lot of them, they can be pretty heavy, can't they?
Yeah, worse than lemons, definitely.
So you don't like onions?
No.
Would you prefer if I sucked on a lemon or would you prefer if I ate an onion?
It's all the one much you do.
So you
it's still
mind.
The same.
It's the same.
Yeah, you have to peel an onion. You have to break an egg to make an omelette.
I'm having a chat with Joe Hinkle. You're out here with Make-A-Wish. And people have given you some cash.
They have, yes.
And someone's actually just put in a big note.
Yeah, push that in.
Oh,
so
put that in. Yeah. Oh, we won't say what note that is. What do you think? Do you think I should suck on a lemon or eat an onion? A raw onion?
I'd say an onion.
You think an onion? Why?
Yeah, you don't see many people eating raw onions.
So you think an onion will be worse?
Yeah, I do. Once you get into it, you know, there's layers there. It can, a lot of reaction.
So you wish that I ate an onion?
I don't know if I wish. If I have a wish, I don't know if I'll make it that wish.
Do you wish if I ate an onion, or do you wish that I sucked on a lemon?
Of God, a lemon, because your breath wouldn't smell as bad.
It would be pretty horrific.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Not the biggest fan of onions, so lemons for me.
Yeah. So you're going lemons?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's a fair point. I was kind of a mixed verdict there. It was kind of 50-50 from the people Henry spoke to on the street, apart from that man who seemed to think that onions and lemons are exactly the same. Pedro in Mayo says, underpants. No, Pedro, you're getting confused. He's not going to eat his underpants. He's going to put his underpants on if the listeners decide that's the case. And weirdly enough, and I'm surprised by this, and Sean, it's a slight majority, but the slight majority wants you to suck on the lemon.
Really?
Rather than eat the onion.
That's
unusually kind. Because usually they go for the kind of nasty one.
Onion is far harder to do.
Yeah, to do.
And
so
it's really quite oniony.
Yeah. Now, all those people who either voted for onions or lemons, makeawish.ie/donate. Get onto it right now and make a donation, whatever you can afford. So, Henry, you have to give them their money's worth, so to speak.
Okay, so I've got the lemon here. I'm actually going to cut it again.
Here we go. For maximum sucking.
Okay, so that'd be easier to suck on.
Have you ever done this before?
Only when I'm really, really drunk with tequilas.
There was a few texts about it. Has that one got any pips on it?
Oh, it
does. You choke or anything?
Take the pips out?
Yeah, well, just for health and safety and all that.
Okay, there we go.
Here we go.
You want me to suck on the lemon?
Yeah, suck. Give it the hardest suck you possibly can.
Are you sure? Not the onion? You're sure you want me to do the
lemon? Well, that's what the listeners want. So, you know, we're a service industry here.
All right.
Okay, all right. Are you ready? That's yes.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, and we have the Marks and Spencer's bag standing by as well, just in case.
Hang on.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, whoa, he's really getting in there. Oh my God, he's turned that weird colour. That doesn't look good. And Henry's face is now the same colour as the microphone, which is a kind of a... Right. Oh. Oh, Henry. Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I took it down a pit.
Oh, no. God save us tonight. Be careful. Do you need to be slapped on the back or anything?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I found the pit. Yeah. It's okay.
That was bitter.
That was bitter. Really kind of bitter and sour.
Was it in any way pleasurable?
No.
That kind of zinged you up a bit?
Like I was in Italy recently and their fruit over there is fruity, but here it's bitter. It doesn't travel well.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's almost vinegary.
Yeah.
That was tough. And I didn't... Oh, I've got a coffee. I've no water. Oh, Jesus.
God.
Let me just get it together.
If anyone could get water for Henry, that might be a good idea. That I don't know if coffee's what he needs really
now. Really, really, really citrusy.
Oh. Now the thing is that like that was the easy start.
Yeah.
Because we're now going to up the ante now. In that, what we're going to do is, tell us what the next choice
is. So I didn't think this one through because now we're asking you at home whether or not I should do a jumping jack, which is basically you're like a penguin in the air.
How many you can do?
How many I can do in a minute?
Yeah.
Or the plank. So I need to get it together, and we actually did ask the bucket collectors, what should I do?
Jumping jack or plank?
Jumping jacks,
plank.
Why?
Because. I don't know.
Is it harder?
Yeah, I'd say it's harder.
I'd say plank as well. Plank.
Why a plank? Harder?
Yeah, it's harder. Jumping jacks.
A plank.
A plank.
A plank.
A plank.
Why plank?
Because you'd have to be stronger for it.
And it is harder, isn't it?
Yeah. Plank.
Would you prefer if I did a jumping jack as long as I can or a plank?
I think I'd probably take the jumping jack. See, I'm more like my abs are not very strong, so it would be a lot of pain for me.
And a plank is hard. It's the hardest.
Yes.
The purest form of exercise, you could say. It's tough.
I would be shaking so much doing the plank. So I think the jumping jack for me, like I'm more of a cardio person, so I think the jumping jack I'd probably prefer it more.
Would you prefer if I did a plank, or would you prefer if it was a jumping jack?
A plank.
Why?
Because you'd have to get down on the ground there.
And I would have to get down on the ground, and it would be tough.
Yeah, 100%.
And what would you prefer? What would you wish?
I'd do the jumping jack.
It'd be easier.
Yeah, 100%.
Plank or jumping jack?
Jumping jack.
Jumping jack.
Plank.
You want me to do the plank?
Yeah.
Plank, but at least 1 minute.
At least a minute?
Yeah, oh, it has to be.
And Connor, you're out here collecting for Make-A-Wish. How's it going?
It's going really well. Yeah, the people have been so generous. They've been, hearing all about us on News Talk during the week, and it's just painting the picture now for them of what we do and why they can donate and where it goes to. So it's working out really well for us today.
Plank.
Definitely plank, though. Definitely plank.
There you go. Again, a kind of a split decision. Someone's texting in, I'm not hearing any crunching. Is he really eating that onion and swallowing? Where's the video? He was sucking a lemon, but there is video of him sucking a lemon. Now, again... a bit of a kind of a split decision there between people, between the jumping jacks and doing the plank. But again, and I'm still, no, maybe not so much because as one person says, I want to see Henry sweat it out after eating that lemon. So the it's gone for jumping jacks, Henry, I'm afraid.
They went for jumping jacks.
They went for jumping jacks. Have you much experience with jumping jacks?
There's a lad in the running club called Paddy that's great at them. And I should have brought him along today. And he plays disco music and we have to do them in a car park. It was in the dark and then the clocks changed. But a little bit of experience, but not a huge amount.
Okay. But you've done it in a car park. How much different can this be?
Well, it's warm in here in the New York
HQ.
It
is actually, yes.
So it's going to be jumping jacks. So I'm going to stand up and I'm going to try and do these.
I have a timer set on my phone here so I can time you exactly for a minute.
Okay.
And we'll count how many we
do. Okay, well, tell me when.
Okay, all right. Get ready. Get into position, Henry. Your time starts now.
I'm getting ready. Oh my God, I just banged into the News Talk logo here in the studio.
5, 6, 7.
Oh, my coordination
eight,
is terrible.
Nine,
I
10,
just banged
11,
off the logo again.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Henry, you're playing a blinder. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30,
I'm
31.
So fat.
Is this 30,
I'm not
35, 36,
very quickly.
37, 38, 39, 40. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58. Time's up! Yes, that was absolutely, that was extraordinary. That was an extraordinary feat of endurance. Make-A-Wish.ie/donate. Make-A-Wish.ie/donate. makeawish.ie/donate. And if you do donate, there's an exclusive extra video footage we can give you of Henry having the paddles attached to his chest. Henry, I think you better... Can you sit down? Is that the best? That's
okay, okay, I'll get a seat.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath. Sorry about the
yeah,
heavy...
Yeah, okay, all right.
Heavy breathing.
Yeah, okay. You're on your knees now, but that's probably the most comfortable
I am
position.
On my knees, and what I should have done was wear gym gear.
Yeah.
I'm in jeans and a big shirt.
Yeah.
A big
okay,
thick
well that,
winter
it
shirt.
It was, you know, you did nearly like 60 of them in a minute. And I would imagine compared to, you know... The toughest high-level athlete, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, my well heart rate's gone up.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a sports watch.
Yeah.
And it's saying goal. I think
goal.
I've reached a goal.
What does that mean?
I think it means I've basically done some exercise.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. It's not saying dead.
No.
So that's the main thing.
No.
I'm kind of loath now to try and move you on to the next challenge now, Henry, because obviously you're feeling a bit of pain there.
Oh, yes. So
yeah.
The next task, the next challenge is for me to wear as many underpants as possible or as many shirts as possible within a minute. I put this to the Make-A-Wish bucket collectors.
Would you wish if I wore all my shirts or all my pants?
All your shirts. I'd have to say all your shirts.
What should I do? Pants or shirts?
I think shirts. I'm going for pants.
You're going for pants? See how many I can get on.
Yeah. Shirts. Shirts, definitely. Yeah, shirts. Shirts as well. Definitely shirts.
I'm having a chat with Andy Nolan. You're out here collecting for Make-A-Wish. How is it going?
Yeah, it's going really well. I have to say, the Dublin public are incredibly generous. I'm super surprised. And we're getting some great donations from 2 to 30 euro, and it's fantastic. So it's going really well for a great cause, and yeah, we're really happy to be here.
For you, what does Make-A-Wish mean?
For me, well, look, it's a wonderful charity. I think the fact that they don't get any government funding, all of the money that they get is from donations from the public, and so I think it's a wonderful charity for children from the ages of 3 to 17 years of age. And they're brilliant. Granting wishes all over the country, not just Leinster. So it's great. It's great.
Pants or shirts?
Shirts, I think. You can wear a long enough shirt that it almost becomes a pant. So
it'd be better to do the shirts,
I
you think?
I think so,
you've
yeah.
Shirts.
I go shirts, yeah.
I'm having a chat with Niall. What does Make-A-Wish mean to you?
I think for me it means, making dreams come true. Especially, you know, where people are vulnerable and actually being able to, you know, accomplish things for people who are at a very, very tender age. I think it's a really good idea.
And what do you think I should do? Do you think I should actually wear all my underpants in one go or wear all my shirts in one go?
I think definitely the underpants, mainly because I think it'll definitely challenge you in ways that you'll never have imagined.
There'll be a lot of elastic.
I think there'll be a lot of elastic put to the test. So hopefully you've been training for this.
Suck in.
And best of luck with it.
And this is true. I mean, some of them are quite tight and some of the underpants are quite loose. I'm better off going loose, aren't I?
I think you start tight and then you go loose.
You've done this before.
Yeah, I have done this before.
You start tight and then you go loose. That's advice for life, really. Makeawish.ie/donate for our third and final challenge. I can tell you, Henry, that this time we do have a clear majority, and that majority is for underpants.
So
it's how many underpants can you get on in the course of
a minute?
Yeah.
So I raided my underpants drawer. My wife used to work in a clothes shop, so all of them were really neatly folded.
Okay,
so
that's
I've had
nice.
To like undo them to try and
yeah, to have
get them
ready
on.
For yeah. And so, I see a very brand loyal, a lot of Calvin Klein there.
Well, these ones are H&M. I think they're the Beckham brand.
Oh,
I think
fancy.
They're called Brooklyn. And yeah, the rest are Calvin Klein.
Okay.
And I think classy. They're just the most comfortable.
Yeah.
But I've no fine. Problem wearing Tesco's underpants as well.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure they make a very fine underpants.
L or something. I'm not sure.
LL Cool J. Something like sure. That, yes?
No.
Okay. So, yes, it is underpants, just yeah. In case you're wondering. It's not like, it's not a load of buddy smugglers we have.
No, and I'm not
these
naked,
are purple ones.
Just to,
yeah.
To tell the listeners.
This
I've
is
got,
over your clothes.
I have a no nudity clause.
Yes, I did you?
Yes.
Oh, God,
I signed
I
it
wish
there.
I got that.
On page 12.
Yeah. Okay.
Of my contract.
I must check mine. Right. Okay. So yes. are you ready, Henry? Because I have the phone ready for the timer.
I'm ready.
Ready, steady, go.
Okay. I'm just taking off my shoes.
Well, it's into the first thing. Oh, I was taking off his shoes. That's not considered cheating. First underpants are on. Okay. They're the Brooklyn ones. They're a nice kind of maybe off white.
A bit faded.
Yeah. Okay. The red Calvin Kleins are now gone over there. We're 14 seconds in.
No skid marks.
Onto underpants number 3. No skid marks. They're the blue Calvins. I've gone on now.
Okay.
And we're out onto the grey Calvins. That's underpants number 5, I think. 25 seconds in. A lighter shade of grey now for more Calvins. Yeah. These Calvins are getting stretched unbelievably. Okay. The strain on them. Black Calvins now.
These will have seen better days.
8 underpants now. That's 37 seconds in on the underpants. Ooh, a pair of really fetching racy purple ones. They sound like wedding night underpants. 45 seconds in. We're onto our 10th pair of pants here. Another pair of greys, down to dark greys now. We're on to underpants number 11 at 53 seconds, 54 seconds. Chance for underpants number 12. That's these are the blue ones. On they go. Oh no, he's nearly close. Oh, he's taking a tumble. And the minute's over. And that 11 pairs of underpants, Henry, and possibly an injury sustained there as well.
The last pair I put on back to front, and they're there for the bin, the elastic.
Oh no.
The elastic let me down on them.
Okay, can you claim those back off expenses here, I wonder?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an underpants claiming clause in your contract as well.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
There's probably some app for that.
That's probably that. Yeah. We may have broken a series of world records here. Has anyone got the world record for putting on underpants in a minute on a radio station?
It won't count, Sean. It won't count.
Oh, don't we have video evidence here?
Oh, maybe. I thought we had to have a man in a kind of English blazer.
Oh, do you?
Otherwise it doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Henry, well done. Well done. Lots of congratulations coming in. Yeah. News, makeawish.ie/donate if you want to congratulate Henry in the way it really counts. I just want to say one thing, though, before we let you go.
Yeah.
And that's that there has been a late surge of votes for the Onion.
Onion.
To bite the onion. I don't want to put you on the spot, Henry, because you've already, like, that underpants thing was way harder than it sounds, believe you me. That was punishing.
It was a lot of coordination.
And he's taken a severe blow to the knee now as well. He'd be limping on the way out.
I think...
Covered in underpants.
We've got one of those floorboards that has wires underneath, so it was kind of a bouncy landing.
Okay, well, maybe it wasn't so bad.
It was okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want me to bite into the...
Well, I mean, I don't want to put you under pressure.
So what are you saying?
It's consent.
You got it
wrong.
You're saying it was onion, not lemon.
No, we see they kept voting on the first thing. They were behind, a few steps behind.
Okay, of course, it's a few seconds.
Yeah.
And got to wait for the Vodafone thing to connect.
Now it's the onions.
Yeah.
Eat the onion, Henry.
Oh, all right, okay.
There's one texter.
Okay, I've got the
onion. You don't have to eat it. Take a big bite out of it.
I'll just cut it in two here. Hang on.
Okay. Oh, Henry.
Here we go.
I feel bad about this.
So you want me to bite into this?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Tell me when.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, mother of God, that looks disgusting. That's possibly the hardest thing he's done here. That is just gross.
It's so strong.
And what does it taste like? A raw, when you've bitten a huge raw, I know it tastes onion, but is it really?
It tastes like
gag inducing.
One of those over the top organic hamburgers that you don't really want.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really strong.
Nice. Yeah.
And again, very, very bitter.
Yeah, you don't have to swallow it. You can spit it into the Marks and Spencer's
bag. And it's smelly. No, yeah. It'd be good for me.
Okay, well, that's true. You might need it, whatever onions contain, to get your energy back up after all that.
Good kissing.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be good. So if you would like to come over to News Talk and snog Henry McKean while he stinks of sweat and onions, you can do so. makeawish.ie/donate. If you'd like the right to do that. Okay, Henry, thanks. I think you need to go and lie down for a while.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for making my wish come true.
Yeah.
Punishing me.
Yeah.
On purpose. For charity.
Yeah, for charity.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.